And on KBRB, we are previewing the spring sports season, and we are joined on the phone lines to talk golf today with coach of the Westhold Husky Boys, Todd Hale, a program that's had a lot of success over the last numerous years. And Todd, let's talk about how the numbers look for the Huskies this year.
Well, we got a pretty good number out. We have 15 kids out. The makeup is we have a lot of we have 9 kids who are first-year golfers. And then 6 kids are coming back from last year's team.
Well, a little mix of veterans and newcomers. So tell us about some of the kids coming back from last year that you expect to kind of take on those top varsity spots.
Yeah, probably our most experienced kid will be Dominic Ogden. He's a junior this year. He played varsity last year. Kind of that 4 or 5 spot. So looking for him to step up and, you know, be the number one this year. And then we have three sophomores that played a little bit of varsity, a lot of JV last year. Carson DeSiffy, Hayden Ruda, Leighton Slaymaker, Charlie Flannery, and Nolan Klinger. Those guys are all sophomores this year. And they had a pretty good off season. I thought they played a lot of golf over this last summer. And so far, their play shows it. I'm excited to see what they're going to do in the first tournament.
Well, that's always a big key, as kids just don't pick up a club for the first time in March and then put it away for the year in May and never to take it out again. So getting that summer play, and you know, over at West Holt, you guys have always had a pretty good summer program of getting kids out and playing with their peers and really extending that season past the actual high school season.
Yeah, we did something a little different last summer. I started just the high school league. Kind of like our men's league, but just for the high school kids. And they would set up matches, kind of whatever their schedule would work for. So they might say, hey, you know, Tuesday at 5 o'clock, let's go out and play our match. And then I kept track of points and so on, just like you would in adult league. So at the end of the year, I think we got some competition in that maybe we wouldn't have gotten otherwise.
Well, let's talk about some of the, you mentioned a lot of newcomers on this year's team. Talk about who you've seen so far amongst that group that you're looking forward to seeing on the course.
Well, there's AJ Pospisil as a junior. And then Jameson Slaymaker came out as a junior, as well as Ezra Scholes. And those guys have I saw them on the course a lot last summer, just kind of playing and picking up the game. So they haven't done anything competitively yet, but from what I've seen so far, you know, I think we got some fundamentals to work with there. And I think once they learn a little more about the game, they're going to really enjoy it and grow a lot.
Well, you were scheduled to have a meet in that Highway 20 scramble Tuesday, but that was postponed until the following Thursday due to the weather. So kind of talk about how the schedule shapes up for you this year with both kind of the regular season start, where you're headed for GNAC conference this year, and where districts will be played.
Yeah, we actually, one of those years where a lot of the tournaments are coming to Atkinson. So that the scramble, the one that we postponed, is going to be here. Then our actual first varsity invite will be at Plainview on a Saturday. And then we go to Summerlin. We picked up a duel with Boyd County up there at Butte. So that should be kind of a fun experience for the kids.
Yeah, getting to play on the artificial course.
Yeah, we get to play a little something different. Then the usual O'Neill invite. we go to Tatanka at the end of April. I think it's a 15-team invite up there. And then we host our invite May 2nd. I think we have 13 teams in that. And then take a JV and varsity over to Ainsworth. And then we have our conference tournament May 5th, and then we're going to host that here.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, that'll be nice. Finish up the year by going to Wayne and then Valentine.
Where are districts this year?
Our district is going to be a fair play again. So, of course, we know, and I think for sure Dominic has played it, and a couple of the other sophomores we took last year for a practice round. So, it's a fair course. I think we usually play it pretty well, so looking forward to that.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing the Huskies be able to get out and get the sticks going. Of course, had beautiful weather. Then we're going to get a little hiccup here this week, it looks like. But hopefully things will get a little moisture and we'll be ready to go for next week and the start of the season.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. And, we're working with a lot of young guys that, you know, at the end of the year we want to see a lot of growth. And it should be fun.
Coach Todd Hale joining us here on KBRB as we preview the West Holt Huskies golf season.